You're listening to a podcast from Victory. God's Word is our authority in how we live our lives. Learn more in week two of our series, Uncensored.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 24 and 25. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, we thank you today as we break the bread of life, Lord God. Let your Holy Spirit talk to us personally and corporately, Lord God, as your body in this place. Lord, let everyone, Lord God, be sensitive on the things that you want us to do, God, in obeying and following your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Last Sunday, Pastor Winston preached about the idolatry of sex. Sex as an idol. So we will learn, we have learned the biblical foundation of that the God who created us is the only God that we serve. Not anything nor anyone but God himself. Say amen. Amen. Today we'll be talking about the authority that God has given us. Now, the idea here is we should know that the authority that was shaped for us regarding sex came from God and God alone. Amen. None other basis will be our basis today but the Word of God. And of course, we will see how this teaching, how this principle about sex and how about this authority has developed through the Word of God. Now, in Genesis, we will see the biblical understanding of sex on the things that we have read. The Bible is not demeaning or trivializing sex. In fact, the Bible is so conversant about the issue or the subject of sex. We will see that it allocated one whole book, the Song of Songs, so that we will see how, you know, the sexual activity of the man and the woman. And also, the Bible is a sacred book, we know. That is why the vocabulary used in the Bible, hear this, the vocabulary used in the Bible are not vulgar words. The Bible writers use, with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, words that will honor the privacy of God's creation. Look at that. It honors the privacy of God's creation. So that when we talk about it, let's not be conscious about it, because it's reality, because God has taught us in His Word what to do and the biblical principle, the biblical foundation about this thing called sex. But yet, again, we're not doing it in a vulgar way, because we know that we have different situation where we come from. But yet, let the Word of God speak to us today in our hearts. Did you know that the biggest sex organ is our heart? Parang nabitin kayo, no? Biglang, oops. Puso po natin. Yeah? Yes, that's true. Because out of the abundance of the heart, anything goes with what we do, what we say, because the heart dictates everything. And of course, the heart also, you know, in coordination with your mind. Yeah? Just like a computer, our mind, you know, responds in the things that we have received. Yung bang Jiga principle, garbage in, garbage out. So when we look at the honor, the privacy of God's creation, God was so vivid about it, but yet He allowed the writers of the Word, when it comes to this situation or this teaching, to use honor and privacy for what God wants us to learn today. Okay, let's go to the verse, and I'll just see what we can do with the verses. Verse 24, the Bible says to be joined together. Okay, man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Okay, look at this. There's always, in the King James, it says leaving and cleaving. Okay, when we talk about leaving, there is a separation to be done. So the man and the woman also will leave family, parents, and cleave to his or her partner. In this case, the man, the woman will cleave to his husband, to the man. Now, cleaving means to be joined, to cling, or to stick together. Yeah? So when you are joined, when you cling, you know, cling is not just holding hands. Cling is really, you know, I would surmise this as a passionate embrace that you will not, no longer, you know, separate. So when we look at the Songs of Solomon, we will see vivid description of this on how man and a woman cling together as they perform, as they do the sexual intimacy act. I'll go on. The Hebrews of the term sexual intercourse is the word yada. It is translated the words to know. To know. Sabihin natin to know. To know is also the word that says to lay. You know, to lay. So let's look at Genesis chapter 1. It says, chapter 4, verse 1. It says, Adam knew Eve. There you have it. Knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived. Okay, let's look at this verse. There is Adam, and there is that Adam knowing Eve. Okay. Then there's that title of Eve, who is Adam's wife. Maliwanag po ba yun? Huh? So yun ang order ni God, di ba? The man, Adam, the woman, Eve, and they are married because Eve is called to be Adam's what? I thought you say concubine. No, his wife. Amen? And she said, what? Conceived. Okay, so you know, makita natin sequence, di ba? Maliwanag ba so far? Okay. Then, also, when the word know was used in the Bible, in the NIV, it says, look at the NIV, Adam lay with his wife, Eve. Again, the sequence is there. Adam lay with Eve, the wife, and she became his wife, and she became pregnant. So, equals, 1 + 1 equals, you know, 3. They became 3. Later, they became 4. Later, they became 5. -1, you know. When you look at the how the life of Adam and Eve developed, you know, apat sila, tapos nabawasan na isa, tapos nadagdagan na isa, tapos dumami na. Yeah? But again, God desires this kind of knowing, quote-unquote, this kind of knowing God desires for His people. Look at this, huh? I would say because God made an example in the first human beings for them to know God. So that I would really say that in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, before they fell to sin, they knew God in a very, very special, personal way. Okay, we cannot describe that because, you know, the Bible talks about, you know, they are both naked and they were not ashamed. Are you here with me? They're not ashamed. In the presence of God, they were naked and they were not ashamed. So we will see there that there is the work of God's grace in the creation of the man and the woman. He created the man and the woman as His crowning glory. Tignan po ninyo to. God created everything, and after creating everything, He said, it is good. But then yet, when He created man and woman, He said, it is now very good. Huh? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, very good ka pala. Oh, very good tayo. Diba? That's why we are different from every creation that God has created. That's why the Bible talks about, in reference to creation, that no one in God's creation, you know, fitted Adam. Huh? Balikan natin konti, ha? Backtrack ako konti. Wala po doon sa nilalang ng Diyos, halaman, napakaganda, ang tubig na napakalinaw, ang langit na napakaganda, mga buntala at ang mga lahat ng nakikita ay napakaganda, ang mga puno, ang mga hayupan na binigyang pangalan lahat ni Adan at kanyang ninombrahan lahat. No? I was just toying this idea. Ako lang to, na nung pinapangalanan ni Abraham, yung mga lahat ng hayop, di ba? Ha? Ano po yun? Ha? Ne-Adam. Sino ba sinabi ko? Sorry. Hindi po kasalanan ni Pastor Winston yun. Kasalanan ko yun. Okay, ikaw mali ako. Salamat na. Dito yung aking talagang the only one. My only one. Okay. Thank you. Okay. So, Adam, nung pinapangalanan niya, eh nakikita niya, okay kayo ah. Dalawa kayo. Oo nga, no? Pero pareho kayo. Pero parang magkaiba kayo. Di ba? Okay. So, there was that inside Adam, there was that longing of his fulfillment for a partner. Because God created him, man, that way. Yeah? Nakikita niyo ba istorya? Ano tayo nag-istorya rito? Istoryahan lang po ito eh. Mahalaga naman, galing sa Biblia, hindi naman tayo nambobola. Yeah? Okay, in reference to the nation Israel, tignan natin muna po ito, kakambyo ko ng konti ha, sa Israel. In reference to the nation Israel, you know, God called them an adulterous nation, an adulterous people. Yeah, no, adulterers, sabi niya, because they worship and serve the gods of the pagans. Dito po makikita natin how God really wants him to be alone as God, to be worshiped and to be served. Amen? Napag ito po ang Israel po kasi, ha, yung nangyayari sa kanila, kasi medyo umabanti tayo na konti, no? Nakikita natin yun na there's also already a nation of Israel. But yet, makikita natin when they go to the other nations around them, nag-a-adapt po sila ng mga, you know, the culture, the gods of these pagan nations, and they begin to, you know, okay lang yan. Hey, fellowship tayo. O anong ginagawa niya? Magpabusok tayo dyan. O magandog tayo ng mga, anong kinakatay niya dyan? Yung anak mo, kakatayin mo, katayin natin. Hey, di ba? So sabi ni God, mga ano to, mga ngalon niya sa Tagalog, sabi nun, mga ngaliwa. So God was so furious that here in this situation, the Bible talks about the jealousy of God. Diyan ba kayo? Mga ladies, nandiyan ba kayo? Kanya nga po kumisan, hindi lang kumisan, madalas, the basis, one of the basis of, you know, the married problems is jealousy. But yet, is it valid? Yeah, it's valid. You know, God was a jealous God. Because when people started, His people started worshiping and serving other gods, God was so jealous. And that is why what happened to also to Sodom and Gomorrah. Huh? You know the story, di ba? It deviated from everything that is of God. And the Bible talks about the Sodom and Gomorrah people telling Abraham, bring out these angels that we may know them. Para ba makikipagkamay lang? Hi, hello? Hindi. When he was talking, when the people were talking about knowing them, they would like to have sexual intercourse with them. Angels, men, and men. The men were banging the door of the house of Abram and said, "Bring them out so that we may know them." The world was so corrupt in that place called Sodom and Gomorrah that God, in his justice, you know, obliterated everyone except, you know, for Noah and his family. Of course, mayroong sumablay na isa. Kaya minsan, eh, pamilya na ako ng Diyos eh. Eh, Christian na ako eh. Meron pala sumasablay, no? Huwag natin puntaan yun. Hindi yun yung paksa natin eh. God commands faithfulness. Ha? Gusto ng Diyos po, tapat tayo sa Kanya. Amen. An example would be the example that husbands should be faithful to their wife. Amen? Ayun, nag-amen siya. Kumikindat yung asawa ko. Yeah, okay. Approved. And wives should be faithful to their husband. Oh, hindi lang po puro sa amin eh. Sa mga babae din, di ba? Wow. When we look at the world around us today, it really doesn't, you know, it really tells tale about what did happen in the past also, in the history of man. Di ba? So then, he said, they shall be one, one flesh. One flesh is what we call a fusion or a melting or a combining of two things. I have something to show you, but I hope this fulfills what I want to tell you today. When God created Adam, it's really good. In fact, it says very good. But Adam became a lonely guy. In fact, he was the one who first sang that song, "I'm just a lonely guy." Lonely and blue, that's why it's blue. And God says it's not good for man to be alone. So he created woman. He says, she is like you, but she is different from you. Okay. Both are alike. One is a little bit different. I marked it. That's for my own consumption so that I will not make a mistake. So he created woman out of the ribs of Adam. Okay? And look at this. God brought Adam brought Eve to Adam. Is it there? Is that there? Wala doon, no? Pero yun po sinasabi sa Bible eh. Okay, tingnan ko uli ha. Para hindi tayo magkamali. Baka mamaya, mas senior na naman ako eh. Yan. Okay, one flesh. Then, we will see that God is the one who brought them together. Okay. Yan, no? He brought the woman to the man. Okay. So, hindi ba magkahawig sila? Meron kayong pagkamukha kayo, may pagkakamukha kayo, pero magkaiba kayo. Magkaiba ba? Obvious eh, no? Magkaiba. Yeah? Ah, ito lalaki, ito babae. Di ba? Andyan ba kayo? So, when God brought them together, there was a fusion, there was a combining of both, and say, now they became one flesh. Okay? So what God did was He interconnected them as one. So I now have one. Connected one. Now, punta muna tayo sa engineering. Okay, arkitekto ako pero konting engineering lang. Now, there's a product now in the market like this pipe. But there's another one which is called the polyethylene pipes, the PPR pipes, which we use now in the modern times because the threaded pipes no longer work. Kasi tulo ng tulo, kakalawangin, yung GI pipes, no? So that PPR pipe were really the best today. Okay, what is the PPR pipe about? Imagine that this is a PPR pipe, but it's not a PPR pipe. This is a plastic pipe, just for illustration. The PPR pipe has that quality that the machine that they give you is a fusion machine. The fusion machine is a heater machine that you put this tube into that machine, and then this machine will just soften. It will not melt, it will just soften. And then when there's a timing that you fuse it in on this coupling, and then voila, in a moment, it will become solid as one. Why? Because there is a fusion inside. The material on both, the coupling and the pipe, are the same. So that when they are melted together, they gel together, and they gel as if they were made as one. Do you understand? That is the intention of God when He, you know, brought woman to man. Right? So that in order for me to repair or sometimes to correct my mistakes as a plumber, I cannot now separate this just like this. I have to take a hammer or a saw and cut it and change the connection to another connection. So there is again a separation, but there is a damage on the pipe. You see this? That is what happens when we are not mindful of God's laws regarding our relationship as married people. Who among you are married? Taas kamay. Ang dami, halos lahat tayo, no? Those that will be married understand this. It's the man and the woman. Okay. It cannot be the man and the man. Natawa kayo eh. Oh. Eh, totoo naman eh. The man and the man. Anong nangyayari dyan? Nawala. Yan. Or either, it cannot be the woman and the woman. Kahit anong gawin yan, anong mangyayari dyan? Yeah? It must be the man and the woman. Completes the equation of what God says it is very good. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. It is very good. Let me go back to my notes. Baka maligawan na naman. You know, there are different kinds of worldview of sex. The worldviews of world of sex is a natural instinct to be highly enjoyable. So that if you need sex, you just go and find sex. Ganun, sa mundo. Di ba? Yan ang isip. Pangalawa, the humanist person will not automatically condemn certain behaviors such as premarital sex or gay relationship. They will not condemn it. Why? Because then, sasabihin nila, it is not moral. Sabi nila, the sex behavior is not moral because it doesn't harm anyone. Eh, kami lang naman yan eh. Wala kayong pakialam dito. Kami lang to eh. Oh, di ba? Wala naman kayong piniperwisyo eh. So, wala naman kayong pakialaman. Kahit magpakasal pa ako sa lalaki. O magpakasal yung babae sa babae. Di ba? Wala naman kayong pakialaman. Kami lang to. Enjoy namin to eh. Di ba? Then another one is, it's okay to have sex if we're not married because, ano yun? Eh, nagmamahal lang kami, no? Oh, di ba? Ganun, karamihan ang live-in ngayon, di ba? If you're living in, then this is for you. Because God is a God of mercy, God is a God of restoration, God is a God of order. Amen? So let's put order in the family of God. Kung kayo po yung nagsasama, dahil ito yung sinasabi, eh, papil lang naman yun eh. Kakasal tayo, papil lang yun eh. O sige nga, tingnan ko kung wala kang papel na pera. O gusto mo, puro bariya pera mo. Puro coins. Di ba? Eh, mahalaga sa atin yung perang papel eh, di ba? Ganon din po kahalaga. Ganon lang kahalaga rin yung ating pakikiisa sa sinasabi ng Panginoon na kailangan yung kasal. Wrong standards on sex will produce wrong behavior, therefore wrong actions, and wrong way of life. Yun. Pag nag-umpisa ka ng wrong, eh wrong lahat yan. Di ba? Amen. But, good news, God can correct everything. Amen. Nothing is impossible to God. Woo! Sige nga, palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Ang basketball po, dati naglalaro akong basketball eh. Nung bata-bata pa ako, ngayon po medyo mahirap na. Baka mabalya ako, biglang ma-wheelchair ako eh. Okay, so ano, makita ka naglalaro ng basketball, meron po silang tinatawag nating court, no? The court has boundary lines. Yan, no? Di ba? Yan, no? O, alam ni Brother Jin to, si Brother Jin, athlete yan eh. Swimmer yan eh. O, palta natin. Sa swimming ako pupunta. Sa swimming, di ba? Swimmer kasi si Brother Jin eh. Okay, meron pong tinatawag na pool, di ba? Okay, that's where you lap, di ba? Sukat, may sukat po yun. Di ba? Isipin mo kung swimmer ka, tapos nagsuswim ka sa batsa. O, di ba? There are boundaries. Kanya po ang Panginoon, hindi niya tayo iniiwan ng clueless. Kasi kala nung ibang tao clueless sa ganun. Paano ba gagawin ko? Hindi, okay lang yan. Basta masarap, gawin mo. It feels good, do it. Hindi nga eh. Sabagat merong God has placed His standards with regards to this situation, with regards to this issue of sex. Sabi rito, sa notes ko, sana ba ako? Outside the confines of marriage, sex too loses its meaning. Kung paano walang kahulugan yung swimmer ka ba, Brother Jane? Oh, eh bakit nandiyan ka sa palanggana? Walang kahulugan, di ba? Makes things funny. Kagaya rin ng sex. When outside the coverage of marriage, outside the tenets and sabihin natin the statutes of God, eh nakakatawa talaga. Hindi lang nakakatawa. Nagiging delikado at kasalanan. Yan ang pinakamahataw doon, no? Kasalanan. Pero na nga, pag may kasalanan kasi, iba, denial stage, eh. Eh, wala naman akong piniperwisyo, eh. Mabait akong tao, eh. Bayaan mo na ako dito. Yeah, sige, okay lang yan. Maluwaganda ang patungo sa impyerno. Natatawa rin tayo. Totoo yan, eh. Maluwaganda ang patungo sa impyerno. Gusto mo dyan? Sige, bahala ka. Pero sa victory, hindi natin sinasabing bahala. Halika, halika. Papaliwanag ko sa iyo kung bakit may pag-asa ka. Yeah? Amen? God has given us the beautiful gift of marriage to express love between a man and a woman, and that sex within the bounds of marriage is approved by God. Woo! Approved by God! Sige! Go ahead! Enjoy! But you have to be under the covering of the covenant. Because marriage is a covenant. Alisin ko na to, ha. Mahaba masyado, baka. The purposes of sex. Okay, ito, biblical perspective. Mabilis lang. Number one is procreation. Genesis 1:28. Okay, and God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over the living things that moves on the earth. Okay, let that verse stay. Okay, number one, when we look at this verse, ang unang-una po, God, what? Lakas nyo! God, bless them. Sinong binless niya? Yung kinasal niya. Hello? Kaya nga, di ba, papakasal na kami para mabless kami. Oh. Engaged na kayo din, di ba? Kailan ka magpapakasal? Engaged na si Din eh. Pastor Din, wala pa. Pero looking, this year, baka sa next week, sabihin, bukas na pastor. Ayan. Hindi naman. Handa na po siya, no? Kasi nga, you know, God's blessing is in the union of marriage. Di ba? Of course, He's blessing them today. Pero grabe po ang buhos ng pagpapala pagka ikaw ay napasa ilalim doon sa sinasabi ng Panginoon, a covenant with God in marriage. Okay. Tapos ang sabi nito, He blessed them. God blesses the union of man and a woman for the main purpose of what? Accomplishing His plan. Bakit ba binibless ni God yun? Para lang ba mag-enjoy sila? Oh, enjoy kami. Hindi po. Because God has a plan and a purpose. Huh? Because He would like them to what? Susunod po, to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. Okay, mahaba ito, no? Pero to be fruitful and multiply. Okay. Maraming tao sa mundo, ang sinasabi na, sabi ng Biblia, magparami. Di magparami. Kaya lahat ng anak, panganay. Yeah. Panganay lahat ng anak. Iba-iba apelyido. Hindi. O, iba-ibang middle name. Isa lang apelido. Hindi po pagpaparami ng lahi ang sex. Ang sex po, pagpaparami ng disipulo ni Kristo sa mundo. I'll go there. Pupuntahan ko yan. Sabi yan, fill the earth and subdue it. What does God wants us to be there? Acts 17, 26-27. Sabi yan, and He made one man, every nation of mankind, to live on all the face of the earth. Saan daw? On all the face of the earth. You don't live in the moon. Ha? May nakatira ba sa inyo sa buwan? Wala. Dito'y para sa atin. Di ba? Okay. Having allotted periods of bound and periods and boundaries of their dwelling place. Kaya nga kung saan kayo nakatira ngayon, diyan kayo nilagay ng Panginoon. Kung sino yung kasama mo ngayon, asawa mo na yan. Okay, huwag ka na maghanap pa na iba. Yung iba, nagpe-pray pa, Lord, bigyan mo ko ng isang asawa pa. Okay, gaya po nung ibang persuasion, di ba? Kala nila, yung pagpaparami ng anak, kailangan maraming asawa. Kaya inaalaw sila ng, you know, maraming asawa. Ano? Polygamous people, like that. May pinapractice yan eh. Meron kasi relihiyon na ganyan ang kanila sinasabi eh, no? Kailangan marami kong anak, maraming tagapagmana, maraming gano'n. Sige, okay lang. Paramihin mo. Talaga naman maraming makasalanan sa mundo, di ba? Tayo nga, makasalanan eh. Kaya lang nga, pinatawad na tayo ng Panginoon, nilinis. Patungo na tayo sa langit. Hello? Palakpakan nga nyo sarili nyo kung kayo yan. He blessed them. Sabi naman, that they should seek, ito, yung purpose, oh, that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way towards Him and find Him. And yet, He actually is not far from each one of us. Tignan mo yung verse na yan, ha? Okay, yung last part. And perhaps, feel their way towards Him. What does this mean? Feel their way towards Him. Ibig mo sabihin, Panginoon, hindi naman, hinahanap ka nga namin, pero parang, kailangan namin, ano, hanapin ka ng, feel, i-feel namin yung towards you. Yes, because we are given by God the freedom of choice. Hello? Man is a free moral agent, kaya pipiliin mo, susunod ba ako kay God o ayoko sumunod kay God? Yung iba sinasabi, susunod ako, pero wag muna. Okay, sige. Tingnan natin kung buhay ka pa bukas. Yan. Di ba? Kasi po yung iba ganun eh. Yung iba naman, susunod ako kay God, pagka kagaya mo na ako, pastor, pag mga 66 years old, o 70, o 80, yun, pwede na, mag-aantay na lang ako ng ano. Malay mo ba, aabot ka ba doon? Then, look at this. Huh? Not only that, to be fruitful and multiply and repopulate the earth, but to have dominion. Yeah? To have dominion, upang pagharian mo. Huh? To rule, dominion is to rule and subdue the animal creation, ito po, yung creation ni God, the animal kingdom, with divine authority coupled with stewardship. Lahat ng ginawa ng Diyos para sa atin. Pero kailangan po, when we have dominion, we also have that stewardship na hindi natin sisirain, hindi natin aabusuhin yung ginawa ng Diyos na magbe-bless para sa atin. Amen? Eh bakit ngayon, wala na tayong masyadong mga punong kahoy? O, alam ni Brother Paul yan eh. Kasi kinalbo na ng mga lagers yung mga bundok natin, di ba? Pati, Brother Paul, kasi madalas sa bundok yan eh. Taong bundok yan eh. Bakit? Eh, paano kasi? Yes, God is a God of plenty. God is a God of abundance. But yet, people are not good stewards of God, what God has given them. Now, be good stewards of your family. Bakit marami nagkakasabog-sabog na pamilya? Kasi nga, walang stewardship. Di ba? God has entrusted you your families. Kung ikaw may pamilya rito, married ka. Kung hindi ka man married, may pamilya ka pa rin, may mga magulang ka. You know, be a good steward of where God has placed you. Ningal na ako ah. Matanda na talaga. Sabi nga ng asawa ko, matanda ka na kasi. Numero lang yan. Okay. Ito po yung maganda. To be co-creator of a soul. Let's focus on this. Mahalaga po ito. To be God's co-creator of a soul. It in it says, to be God's co-creator of life. Hindi. Mali po yun. Because only God can create life. Okay? Amen. But we are co-creator of a soul. Of a being. Huh? Napakahalaga po nito. Pag tayo po ay, you know, sumunod sa Diyos, sa ating pag-asawa, sa ating pakikiugnay. sa ating pong mga pamilya. No? Sex propagates the human race. Its purpose is not merely for building up a family name. The purpose is to create families of disciples to establish new kingdom communities. Isipin nyo to. Ito pala yung purpose ni God. That's why in Victory we what? Honor God and what? Make disciples. Whew, hallelujah. Parang tumitim muna ba sa puso nyo? Kailangan pala maging member ako, sama ako sa Victory Group para ako'y ma-disciple. Para yung mga anak ko, ma-disciple ko. Para yung mga anak ng mga anak ko, ma-disciple ko. Ma-disciple din nila. Di ba? It's how God establishes, starting to establish His earthly kingdom. Because one day, my friends, we sang that song, Maranatha, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus. One day, Jesus will come and establish His kingdom here on earth. At sino ang pag-aharian niya, mga kapatid? Sino pag-aharian niya? Yung mga suwail? Hindi. Hindi po. May kalalagyan yung mga suwail. Yung mga mangangalo niya. Yung mga sinungaling. Yung mga mambandaraya. Oh, yung mga mamamatay. Katay. Mangangatay. Yung mga mamamatay. Yung mga mangangatay. Diba? So, may kalalagyan po yun. Pero, sinong pag-aharian niya? Ha? Sino? Bakit nahihiya kayo? Tayo. Tayo? O tama. Tayong pag-aharian niya. Kaya nga pinapractice na natin yung kingdom mindset. The kingdom mindset is, you know, be disciple so that you can disciple others so that those you disciple will disciple others also. The 2-2-2 principle of Paul. Andyan ba kayo? Ba't napuntang bigla sa discipleship? Kasi nga po, yun ang halagang purpose ng atin pong pagsasama-sama. Simula sa pinakamaliit na bahagi ng komunidad, walang iba kundi pamilya, hanggang sa pinakamalaking bahagi ng komunidad na ang buong mundo. So that we are out there in the nations. Why? Because God says, Jesus says, go into the nations and disciple them. Teach them to obey all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I will be with you always until the end of this age. There will be an end of this age. And the next age to come is the kingdom age of Jesus Christ. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Woo, 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 woo. My last point. My second point pala. Time's up. Give me 5 minutes. Okay. Second point is for pleasure. Okay, pleasure. Okay, kanina sabi natin ang first point, procreation. Di ba? Procreation. Isang sermon na kasi yun eh, no? Pero let's go to pleasure. Okay, Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, 20, and 22. Okay, and then the Lord said, it is not good for man that he should be alone. I'll make him a helper fit for him. Okay, fit nga, di ba? Swake. Pasok. O yan. Then the man gave names to all livestock and everything. Da, da, da. But for Adam, there was not found a helper for him. Pak! Sinabi ko na kanina yan. Okay, go. 22. And the rib of Adam, the Lord God, taken from man, he made into a woman and brought her to man. Ayun pala yun. Yun, no? Kaya nga yung mga nag-aantay ng kanilang, Pastor, pag-pray mo nga ako ng God's will ko. Ito po yung verse, oh. He made into a woman and brought her to man. Vice versa, okay, God is the one bringing your lifetime partners to you. Okay, my wife is a gift from God to me, and I am also a gift from God to her. Ba't natawa ka? Ayaw. Hindi, ganyan lang po talaga yan. Natatawa sa akin yan. Okay. So makikita po natin yan. Ang Diyos ang nagdadala. Okay? So mamaya magpipray tayo para sa mga singles din. No? Okay, let's go. Go, go, go. Ano sumunod? Sabi nun, I will keep my helper fit for him. I brought him today. God is the initiator. Ito po makikita natin. God initiated their intimate relationship between man and a woman. Kasi kung ayaw po niya ng sex, hindi na siya gagawa ng Eve. Di ba? Andyan ba kayo? Mga Eva, andyan ba kayo? Okay. Kaya nga yung mga Eva, kumakanta ng kailangan kita. Si God muna, okay. Ang susunod nun, sapagkat kailangan kita. Oh, kabi na yun, mga lalaki. Ay, yung mga lalaki, ganun din. Di ba? Kumakanta rin tayo ng ganun, no? Andyan ba kayo? Ano kinakanta ng mga lalaki? Tom Jones, please release me, let me go. Hallelujah. Pastor Mark, sorry ah. Pastor Winston, sorry ah. Wala na sa preaching to eh. Okay. God initiated the intimate relationship. Siya nagsimula, ang Diyos ang nagsimula. So it is good. God made woman to fit suitable for men. Nakita naman natin sa illustration, di ba? Swak talaga. Hindi pwede yung ano, yung tubo sa tubo, dog. Oh, hindi rin pwede yung buta sa buta, dog. Hindi rin pwede. Oh, eh, ganyan ko na. Kasi kaysa ulitin ko dun, nakita naman nyo kanina. Kanya nga PG-12 ta, PG-13 tayo. Yun. Okay. Kanya nga. God is pleased and honored when a man and a woman consummates the sexual act in the confines of marriage. Vice versa, di ba? Yeah. God is pleased and honored when the sex act is consummated within the bounds of marriage. Pero ang Diyos po ay umiiyak pagka ginagawa yan outside marriage. Nakakita na kayo ng tape, scotch tape. Yung scotch tape, pag dinidikit natin, tapos tatanggalin mo rin sa pinagdikitan mo, gusto mo kasing gamitin ulit, nagtitipid ka kasi. Oo, oh, may dikit pa yun. Yeah? Oh, gamit pa, okay pa. Dikit mo uli sa iba. Okay. Eh. Eh, naisip mo ulit, nangalaan ko ng pandikit. Ay, ito, tatanggalin mo ulit. There will be a point na hindi nadidikit yun. Bakit po? Sa salitang Tagalog, gasta do na. Gabi talaga si Brother Jean. Lakas tumawa, oh. Gastado na. Okay. Natawa rin tuloy ako, eh. Yan, okay. So, makita po natin, mga kapatid, mahalaga po talaga yung ginagawa natin yon in the confines of what God's will is. Yeah? Amen? Alam niyo ba that when people do that, you know, womanize or lalakinize, paano ba yung lalaki? Lalakinize? Womanize? Ayan, di ba? They leave an imprint ng iiwan, nag-iiwan po ng imprint yun sa puso natin kung ginagawa natin dati yon. Tapos yung imprint na yon ay nandyan parate, hindi umaalis. Pero na, kung you will pray for deliverance, God is the deliverer, amen? Pero pag hindi ka nagpe-pray ng deliverance, parating bumabalik-balik sa iyon. Kaya kumisang kahit na nasa married state ka na, bumabalik pa rin yung imprint na yon. Yung mga ginawa mong kabalbalan, oh, pangilang girlfriend ko ba yung isa? Ah, yung panlima. Wala na, talagang sabog na isip mo. Don't do that, my friends. Lastly, it's pleasurable to men and women because they are following the purpose of God. Hindi po killjoy ang Diyos. Amen. Panghuling point natin, it's for permanence. Pang habang buhay. Kaya nga ang ating pong vows nung tayo kinasal, no? Nung sa mga kinasal na, sabi noon, hanggang paghiwalayin tayo ng iba. Hindi! Hanggang paghiwalayin tayo ng, ano? Kamatayan. Oo. Ay, Mrs. ko, binili na po niya ako ng ano, ng plot doon sa ano, sa Getsemani. Oh, dito tayo ililibing. Dito ka ililibing. Dito rin ako ililibing. Tabi pa rin tayo. Holding hands pa rin, ha? Oh, sige. Di ba? Until death do us part. Sabi nun, therefore a man shall live and they shall become one flesh. O, permanence nga eh. Makikita natin. Ito po, kung ito yung finusion mo na to, pag na-fusion na po ito, yun na nga, gaya sinasabi ko sa inyo kanina, at sinunog mo na yun, dumanas na sa fusion machine, hindi mo na matatanggal to. Sisirain mo siya para tanggalin mo. O lalagariin mo siya para kunin mo. Marriage is like that. Marriage are destroyed because the fusion of marriage is not in the equation. Okay. Sex is sacred because it involves God's covenant. Sex is not just a physical act, but also the intimate experience that remains in the partner forever. Alam niyo yun? Pagka senior citizen ka na po, o medyo may edad ka na, medyo sabihin natin talaga, it's reality. Sino sa inyo senior citizens? Yan. Alam nila kung ano yung sinasabi kong reality. Na medyo talagang lesson at nalilesson talaga yung sex drive, di ba? Okay. Pero it's not really the physical act only. Because right now, I'm experiencing that. I don't need to have sex with my wife to complete me. Because she has completed me already. Huh? Kita niyo yon? It remains forever and ever and ever. Kaya lang, pagdating na sa langit, wala na pong mag-asawa doon. Hindi ko na siya pwedeng kalabitin doon. Huy! Hindi na. Tol! Oh, bro! Ganyan sa tawag niya sa akin. Oh, sis! Ganyan. Parang hindi nyo gagawin yun. Time's up na talaga ako. Hindi na. Ano lang? Isa na lang. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. Okay. Ito. Sulat nyo to, ha? Marriage should be honored by whom? Sabihin nyo, by all. And the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. Hop. Kanino nagsalita yung verse na yan? Sa atin lahat. Di ba? Honor God. Honor the marriage. Honor your marriage vows. Main point, God has given us the gift of sex with the clear standards from His Word. Huwag yung puputulin yan. Baka sabihin yung, God has given us the gift of sex, so let's do it. Hindi. Mayroon kadugtong. Standards from His Word. Can we bow our heads and let's pray? I want to pray for the number one group. Everyone. Sabi all. Diba? All. Let me pray for all. Please be in one with me in this prayer. Let's now be serious. This is no joke. Lord, we come to you in your throne of grace and we ask that you, Lord, make this truth alive in us so that, Lord God, as we understood the message today, let everyone be restored, Lord God. But first of all, Lord God, we ask forgiveness. We have done these things that are wrong, the unbiblical way of understanding sex or the unbiblical way of practicing the sexual act. Lord God, forgive us, Lord. We repent of it, God, today. Every one of us across the board in this room, God. One way or the other, we have offended you with regards to when it comes to our sexuality, Lord God. But today, Lord God, we say, Lord Jesus, forgive us of this sin and cleanse us, Lord God, and restore us, God. Every one of us, Panginoon. Salamat po, Panginoon, na ikaw ang Diyos na nagbigay sa amin ng katotohanan sa umagang ito. Salamat po. Salamat po. Now, I would like to just ask those that are married here in this room just to stand up. Lahat po na may asawa, tumayo kayo. Yan. Ako'y nakatayo na. Yan. Ngayon, pagpipray po natin yung lahat ng married couples dito. Ha? And I would ask those who are seated, one way or the other, you're single or you're a widow, you're a widower, just be with us in this prayer. Bow our heads again, please, everyone. Lord, we are here as husband and wife, Lord God. Lord, we pray, God, that we continue, Lord God, to renew our vow of faithfulness because you, God, are the faithful God who called us into your light, God. Ang liwanag mo, O Diyos, ang siyang tumanglaw sa amin sa araw na ito, Panginoon, kanya nga po, O Diyos, amin pong inire-renew ang aming mga buhay sa iyo bilang mag-asawa, Panginoon. Lord, walang sino man, walang anuman, Panginoon, na makapaghahad lang sa amin upang, Panginoon, kami po, O Diyos, ay patuloy na nakabuklod sa isang pamilya, Panginoon, sa bilang magkasawa, Panginoon. Patawarin mo kami, Panginoon, kung sa maraming mga bagay hindi nagkakasundo sapagkat ganun mo na nga naman po kami ginawa bilang magkaiba. Ngunit, Panginoon, merong isang pagkakaisa kami ngayon, Panginoon. At ito po, Diyos, ay kami ay iyong mga anak, Panginoon. Pare-pareho mo kaming mga anak, Panginoon. Pagpalain mo, Diyos, ang mga pagsasamang ito ng aming bilang mag-asawa, Panginoon. At tinatasa rin po namin sa iyo ang aming mga pamilya. Sa pangalan ni Jesus, amen and amen. Okay, let's be seated, married, and I'll call the single to stand up. And I call on Pastor Dean to pray for all the singles. Lahat po ng singles.
Okay, bro. Pati yung mga estudyante.
Yes.
Tayo kayo. We're going to believe God. That even at the time that we'll be waiting for the perfect will of God, we would be faithful to God. Can I ask everyone to bow down? Tapos kayo pong lahat na nakaupo, can we ask you to just lay your hands upon them, the single people and even the students. Father, thank you that you will complete us, God. Not the other person, Lord God. Sa'yo pa lang, Panginoon, kompleto na kami, God. So I thank you, Lord, that you are with us. And in you, Lord, we find the greatest satisfaction in you, Jesus. We find security in you, God, that we will always find significance in you and our identity in you. Not on the people that we may see in the future, God. But Lord, sa'yo pa lang kompleto na kami. That even at this time of waiting and living a life, Lord, at this current stage, God, we know that we are complete in you, God. That's why continue to use us, God, to live pure and holy lives, Lord God. Continue to give us, God, the grace to worship you even at this time of season, as students, as single people, God. To wait on you, O God. To wait on your promise. You have a good promise to us, God. But we know, God, that whether we would be married one day or even single, Lord, we know that we are already complete in you, O God. Thank you, Lord. We claim that in Jesus' name. Amen.